RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I was almost uncomfortable watching the Niner players and coaches in front of the podium the other night, where they're like, boy, what was it? It was so great to see our defense step up when it mattered. Oh my God. Did you just say that with a straight face?
It's a fact. Stepped up when it mattered.
Did they?
They did.
I mean, or did Caleb Williams just not see open people? Miss me with the Niner defense stepped up. They were terrible.
Yeah.
And I get why.
I mean, you're not right, but.
I am right.
You're actually wrong. On the hook and lateral, if you watch the play, D'Amato Lenore saw it.
Yeah.
He broke down and he made a tackle that most of the time you would have totally whiffed on.
And that's fine, but I'm talking about the next play. If he swings the ball out to DeAndre Swift, the Bears are
the Niners were all over him. They pressured him. Like, Huff almost had the sack. He pressured him. He stepped out of it.
That's well after the swing route to the left that if Caleb
just... But they
just,
didn't execute
yes,
it.
Yes,
so.
Correct. That's on the right. Bears.
But it's not like he was wide open walk-in touchdown.
Wide open walk-in touchdown.
I disagree. But
anyway.
Whatever.
Look, bottom
line is...
Did they
score?
They did not.
They did not.
And I'm over here celebrating, but let's not be like Niner defense. Like, come on. Come on.
They stepped up when it mattered most.
Philip Rivers torched them. Like, this is, we're about to do the playoffs. Seattle's on the way. Let's have a real conversation because they do, Dibs. They look like they're getting worse. They look like they're getting worse. And even the metrics will say so. So that's all. We have questions. And then Steve Kerr is going to be on at 5.
Nice. And we have questions.
Who doesn't?
Right.
So here's my question for you.
I don't care.
No, well, you're going to have to care. And I think he does care. About us, or else he wouldn't do this. He cares about you. He doesn't have to do this, by the way.
Nope.
I wonder if our listeners know that.
Haven't given that any thought.
That's not a contract. It's not. Steve and the Warriors do this because that's who the Warriors are. So, anyway, do you play blackjack?
Sometimes. I don't like blackjack.
Why not?
Because you are ultimately beholden to other people's decisions.
That's true.
No matter where you are. Like, if it's me against a dealer, I'd be more interested in it, but
You can find that.
Yes, I don't like losing. I don't like playing. I don't like getting cards. And, like, for example, if the dealer has a 7 and I get dealt a 15, mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you're supposed to hit that.
That's correct.
Right. And I get a 7 and now I have 22. And they pull the other card, and they have a 9, 16. Oh, you should have stayed. Ha, ha, ha. But you go by the book, and you play by the book, and you lose, and that pisses me off. You know what I like?
What?
I like betting on South Carolina State tonight in basketball, getting 44.5.
And you could lose that, too.
Against Tennessee. Yes, but I have no control. If I am playing blackjack, I have control over whether or not I hit or stay.
Oh, you don't want to be mad at yourself.
Right. And so, like, when I bet on college basketball, and there's a couple games I like today, including St. Mary's given 18.5 against Pepperdine, if St. Mary's doesn't cover, well, that's not on me. I analyzed it, I made a bet, and whatever happens, happens.
See, that's
funny.
I
don't like to be a part of what goes on, blackjack is that to me in a nutshell.
It's an interesting answer. I think that's actually just kind of mental gymnastics, though, because it is the same thing. You are analyzing a
it's
scenario.
Really not.
Well, I feel it is. That's just the way I look at it.
I could straight up coin flip a game and go, oh, heads, I'll take this.
Right, but it's a coin flip of a yes or no, hit or stay on the blackjack card. So
no, but there are odds and there is this is the right thing to do. And if the dealer has a sick showing, well, I mean, you stay almost all the time.
Right, but what I'm saying is there's a right answer and a wrong answer to every bet that you place, and you don't know ahead of time
if you've
got the right answer. Here's the reason I ask. You laid that out perfectly. Perfectly.
Thank you.
Which is to say that often when handed a hand in blackjack, you are told, you don't have to do this, but you'll hear if you ever sit at a blackjack table, people will refer to what's called the book.
Yep.
And in fact, you can even ask the dealer. You're sitting there with a 16 and they've got a king face up. And you could say, what should I do? And a smart dealer does not want to put their own name on it because then they know that their drunk customers will get mad at them if they're wrong. The way they will answer this is they will say, the book says. And that's telling you what the odds are telling you to do.
And you should hit that, right?
Yes,
16 against the king.
The book says you should hit. And that's their way of saying there's a little odds book. It's no different than analytics. Should we go for two?
Yep.
The book says you should XYZ. Here's why this is on my mind today. At the trade deadline for the 49ers, the book said, don't go all in and go get a pass rusher. That's a bad bet. Today, it feels like they played the book, and the book was kind of wrong. In other words, you played, it played out exactly like you just said it. You got a 15, the dealer's got a 7, I'm supposed to hit.
Yep.
Turns out underneath that 7, the dealer had a 6. And things kind of turned the way of the player.
Yep.
But the player didn't know that, and should the player have known that? Grandy texted us earlier today and said, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I'm pissed that they didn't do more at the deadline, because now they're sitting here with a shot at the 1 seed. And people are like, you should have gotten, because remember the whole thing was, we don't want to like mortgage everything just for this year. But now this year feels like a thing. And I guess that's my question, because it is a cherry pick kind of an opinion.
Totally.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But that's kind of the thought process, or the question at least, is did the 49ers play the deadline correctly? Because they made moves, but they were small. Because they played by the book. And now the book has changed.
Well, and you never know. And you could like take this all the way to the Warriors where, you know, they drafted Wiseman and they drafted Kuminga because they were thinking about two timelines. That's our word, not theirs. But they were not thinking about, oh man, 2022, we're going to win this thing again. And the Steph Curry championship window is going to be elongated. They were already thinking about, yeah, let's get an 18-year-old Wiseman. Let's get an 18-year-old Kuminga. Let's get a 19-year-old Moody. And let's figure out how we can build these guys for 2025 or 2026. And so you weren't thinking about like still being in that window. And then next thing you know, the dealer turned over a 7, like you said,
yep.
16. Oh my God, we won and we won the title.
Well,
and now you're in a spot where maybe you should have taken Halliburton or Shingun or, you know, whatever you should have done. You didn't because you were of a different mindset.
Right. And that's tough because now we're going back how many years? And we're asking the Warriors to pick players that clearly the whole league had not evaluated as
this good, yeah,
proper
no doubt
for that. I mean, that's to me, that's baked into every draft, right? Like it doesn't go in order. The good players, they don't go in order. The 49ers right. have a star quarterback who went in the last pick in the draft. So I don't get like you can be bummed about that. I think some bad picks are worse than others. You know what I mean? Trey Lance, for example, was worse than James Wiseman. Why? Because the Niners actually gave up like 3 drafts
yep.
for that pick. So they're not all the same. But think about that idea of the dealer having a 7 and then flipping over a 6. That's a big break that fell your way. You can't really know that was coming. And so think about what has happened for the 49ers. And I'll just think of a few things. Micah Parsons got hurt.
Yep.
How'd the Packers defense look last weekend?
Not great.
Derrick Henry's still running. Matt Stafford.
Daniel Jones got hurt.
Daniel
you
Jones got
Thorpe
hurt.
Rivers.
Exactly.
Know?
But even just think of the landscape of the NFC. If we go back 7 weeks, the Bucs looked formidable. Now they can't beat anybody. Matt Stafford was bad last night. He's throwing picks.
Yep.
He's throwing inaccurate balls. I don't know if that receiver was supposed to break out toward the sideline earlier. Were you watching at the end of the game?
Yeah.
Okay, when the Rams are down by 3. I don't even remember that. I don't even know if I've heard of that receiver. He's like their 5th or 6th receiver. But he was by himself. Not only would he have gotten out of bounds in field goal range, he might have just turned up field and scored. There was nobody there.
Yep.
And Matt just missed him. The supposed MVP of the league.
Not anymore.
Is suddenly losing football games. Seattle is doinking 2-point conversions off of people's helmets, and things are rolling into the end zone, and you're picking them up accidentally for a 2-point conversion that put the Niners in this position. So this idea of the Niners should have played the deadline differently. I mean, look, you remember our conversations back at that time. I wanted the Niners to be just a little bit more aggressive than they were, and I don't
sure.
know what was available, but even I can look at it and go, That was the wrong analytics play at the time.
At the time, exactly.
Don't you think?
Totally. And if you would have gotten, let's just say, an edge rusher or somebody interior who you would have like really been able to anchor around and you gave up 3 or 4 picks, would that be the difference between being a defense that's not very good to being an elite one? I don't think so. You picked up Cleveland Furl off the scrap heap and you got Keon White for almost nothing and mm-hmm. your pass rush is probably a little bit better than it would be. Maybe not a lot better, but ultimately your defense was not going to ever get to where you want it to be based on what you could have done at the deadline.
I got a name that the Niners could have had. He was traded, and now they might be facing him in the playoffs. But we'd love to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Did the Niners play this season correctly or incorrectly, in your opinion, based on what's played out?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.